Welcome to Buying Florida with Didier. Whether you're looking to move, invest, start a business, or expand, Didier will share with you everything you need to know. Tune in, learn, and improve with Didier and DDA Mortgage. Now here's your host, Didier.
Didier Buying Florida. I'm Didier with Didier Mortgage, and we're going to talk about the down payment assistance program. I think it'd be great to find out a little bit more and go over it. We do have it available, and there's all different types from different entities that provide it. But the one lender I use, they are the ones that do the down payment assistance. They have it internally. So basically, it applies for FHA loans. You're able to get up to like 5% of the purchase price for your down payment. So if you're doing FHA, 3.5% is the 5%, and then 1.5% towards closing costs. So it's pretty cool. They have like repayable and non-repayable. Repayables are the where you are going to have a payment and you make payments over the term of the loan on that second lien. Always remember on down payment assistance, a lien is put against your home, meaning that you have a first, which is the loan of your FHA, but you have a second. So on that, just to make it really helpful, 5%, use 3.5%, plus you can use the rest to buy down the rate or put towards closing costs. With the market changing, the snapshot in time in 2023, seller helping to pay closing costs. So you can buy a house with no money down. And then you also have what they call a forgivable loan. The forgivable loan is that, again, it's the 3.5%, 5% down payment assistance. And then basically what happens is there's total forgiveness after 5 years. No payments and no interest required. So it's pretty cool. And I love it. So those are great programs, but we're also in an environment where the rates are very high. So we do know that at some point rates are going to come down. And I need to make you aware, what happens if the rates drop in half, which I know they're going to. I mean, there's a probability, a great probability they're going to. But what happens to you when you have that second lien? Is the value of your home still staying the same? Has the price dropped? Or hopefully the good news, its value's gone up. So what they do is if you have a first and a second, they'll consider that one loan because it was done simultaneously, which is good. But do you have the equity? I don't believe you can refinance at 100% or at 100.3, meaning over the value of the home. So you got to hope and pray that you have value so you can refinance. If you don't have value and you refinance the first, you're going to have to pay the second if there's no room or the equity's not there. The only way you can refinance is by paying that second mortgage off. So I want you to do some more homework. So for those that just have no money, there's nothing there, then yes, I understand. I understand that that's what you have to do and you have to get a mortgage and you want to get into a home. You don't have the fund, but you're just going to have to take a chance and see what happens over the long term if you get the equity in order to refinance, which we've shown that we can and have, but you know, sometimes we ebb and flow with values of homes through whatever the economy is doing and whatever is happening. So I just want to educate you. Do we have it? The answer is yes. Is it good? Yes. But also we have to look at the fact of what happens if values don't go up. It could be a problem. So, you know, is it going to jeopardize your mortgage in any ways? No. But if inflation kicks in, they print another 10 or 20 trillion, well, that could be a little bit of a problem. And costs of food and gas and everything else going up, and the rates come down, you definitely want to get your home refinanced with a lower payment. So that's the only thing that I want to stick out there. Like, you know, I can just go ahead and go rah, 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 down payment assistance, which I'm doing. But I also want you to know what the back end is, what could happen, good and bad. And I think that's a great thing to be, is tell the truth, be upfront, and know all your options. All righty. So Didier Buying Florida, thanks for tuning in. Make these little podcasts short so you'll all listen. Please spread it. Email it out. Give it to somebody. Learn. Grow. I'm here for you. Didier, enjoy your day. Until next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Buying Florida with your host, Didier. For more information and to apply for a loan, please visit ddamortgage.com. That's ddamortgage.com. didierdidiermortgage.com or click on the link in the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Have a great day.